Joining me over the phone this morning is Kip Dana, the Executive Director at High Country Behavioral Health. Good morning, Kip. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Good to hear your voice again.
Hey, thank you for giving us a call this morning. Kip, of course, Executive Director, as mentioned, with High Country Behavioral Health. Maybe to preview our conversation, Kip, and give us some background. We've had you in the studio before, but it's been a while. Tell us what you do at High Country and what you specialize in.
Well, what I do, so we have services located in Mountain View and Kemmer, Evanston. We have an office here in Star Valley in Afton, Thane, and Alpine. We're also up in Marbleton and Pinedale. And we've also expanded recently. In November, we moved into Pocatello, Idaho Falls, and Rexburg. So I've got about 85 employees spread throughout this region where we're living. And we specialize in providing counseling for people that are suffering from some kind of a mental illness, depression, anxiety, or a substance use disorder, alcoholism, methamphetamines, etc. So I've got a team of counselors and we're trying to meet people's mental health and substance use needs.
Well, at this time especially, Kip, I'm sure you're likely seeing an increase and those that could use a little help during this time. A lot of people, of course, with the extra stress and anxiety of being laid off or having their financial abilities impacted during this. You have a lot of moms that are suddenly at home with their kids trying to help with schoolwork and different things. And so as we go through COVID-19 and our lives have been flipped upside down, what are some ideas and suggestions that you might have for those that are feeling a very heightened sense of anxiety, stress, and worry right now?
You know, Duke, you mentioned there the increase. I would imagine that there's a big increase on this stress that you're pointing out. At High Country Behavioral Health, we're not actually seeing people come knocking on our doors. In fact, here in Afton, the doors are locked. We ask people when they come up to the door to go back to their car and give us a call. And we're trying to practice, like every other location, social distancing and protecting our own employees' health as well as the health of those who are out there in the community. But yes, the stressors are going up. One of the things that we can do as a company is we can do our services online. So most insurance companies have opened the doors and said, hey, we'll pay for people to meet with a counselor virtually so they can call in and then we can connect with them by phone or by video connection, preferably by a video connection where we can see each other face-to-face and engage in a counseling relationship that way. That 90% of our services have been shifted to online counseling now. But for those who are home and aren't needing, you know, clinical interventions, right now, as we look outside, you know, we've got another nice spring day. And I'd suggest, you know, we break out the bikes and we break out the tennis shoes and we get outside. I've even seen people walking with flip-flops already, you know. Get outside and enjoy the spring weather and try to avoid being cooped up in their house and staying inside too much. Because when you press together over a long period of time, that agitation, even with those that you love, can build. And I'd say take advantage of the spring weather and get outside. But still maintain the safe practices of social distancing for people we don't know. And I've had some complaints come in from mothers that are trying to control their teenage kids. They're saying, hey, my kids are going over to their friend's house and they're all hanging out and then they're bringing their stuff back into my home. And why aren't those parents respecting these rules that are out there? And so I think we ought to be sensitive to that as well, but still try to avoid cross-contamination, but at the same time, have fun. And if we can't have fun inside or outside going out and doing the things that I'm suggesting, then, try some things inside. There's lots of social media apps, Redbox, Netflix, YouTube. We can still do things. And the old good old fashioned, why don't we break out some of the board games and just have fun that way, engage with each other.
Absolutely. Kip Dana, Executive Director with High Country Behavioral Health with us. Kip, of course, every family situation, every family dynamic is different, but maybe just one example is you have a husband that is away from home, still working and still trying to provide for the family, and the wife is at home, and now suddenly she becomes more than just a mother, but she's the school teacher, and she's trying to balance all these different roles all of a sudden. What can a husband do to be supportive for that? And maybe what are some things that that a spouse should be looking for, signs of emotional distress? And because we know a lot of times we like to pretend that everything's okay, right? So what are some things that a spouse can do to look and say, okay, maybe these are some things I can key off of that my spouse maybe isn't doing as well as she appears to be?
Good points there, Duke. You know, I've heard of, in fact, I've talked to a mother who is trying to do exactly what you're talking about. In fact, she's able to manage her job at home, and now she's at home, all of her kids are at home, and she's now trying to navigate an online education process or take care of homework that the online services aren't available, depending on the school district the person is in. And she was having one of these, what we call freak out moments. She was coming undone, and she was venting, you know, to people. And I'm sure that her husband was getting an earful as well as others. But these are unusual circumstances, and it is stressful, and it wouldn't take somebody with a diagnosed, you know, so to speak, mental illness to be feeling a lot of pressure at this time. So I would look for, you know, the prolonged things besides just those moments of stress. I'd be looking for people who are, you know, because we've also got not only the cooped upness of being at home, but we've also got real anxiety about listening to the news and seeing this wave of illness sweeping across the country and wondering, when is it going to hit me and mine and in our community? And personally, Duke, I've felt unnerved with this. I'm like, holy heck, what is going on? It's if you dwell on this stuff too much, you can start having all the symptoms even, besides the anxiety and the worry and the depression that could come with this. So yep. I'd recommend, you know, just going with your question, just being sensitive to people, talking to them, and mostly just talking and listening and sharing your own concerns.
Kip Dana, again, with High Country Behavioral Health. Kip, really appreciate your time. Anything else you feel worth mentioning on the air this morning as far as mental and emotional health and well-being during this time?
Right now, I'd look outside and I'd see that beautiful sunshine coming over the hills. And we've got, you know, we don't have dry fields, but we've got dry roads. And I would say get out there and practice mental wellness. And the more you practice mental wellness, the least anybody has to worry about mental illness. And take care, Duke. Good to visit with you today.
All right, you as well. That's, again, Kip Dana this morning, Executive Director from High Country Behavioral Health. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network. Simple Pro.